The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the diamond for some exciting spring sports action. And now, here's the diamond voice for the Irish, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you baseball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or its surrounding areas, or perhaps this afternoon you are joining us by way of the Internet. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another DeSales Baseball Contest right here on your home for Irish Radio. The last time we saw the DeSales baseball team, it was a season ago right here in Sela at Carlin Park. The Irish came up just short in their quest for a Class 1B state championship. The Irish defeated by league rival Liberty Christian by a final score of 9-8. Another tall chore for the Irish this afternoon. The 11th seed in the state tournament about to take on the Comets of Nacelle, the number 2 seed in this year's Class 1B state baseball playoffs. On May 19th, when we all got started with this thing, this Class 1B state baseball tournament, DeSales opened in fine fashion, defeating the 6th seed Quilcene by a score of 6-1. Sunnyside Christian, the number 7 seed, beat 10th seeded Cross Point Christian 8-1. Oroville shut out Garfield Palouse in a 5-12 matchup, 10-0. And Northwest Christian was defeated by Wakayakum 9-8, the 9 seed beating the 8 seed. In a quarterfinal action last weekend, the DeSales Irish going on the road again and winning at Elmira Cooley Heartline by a score of 11-8. DeSales' opponent today, Nacelle, no problem whatsoever with Sunnyside Christian, a final count of 23-3. The Dayton Bulldogs, who are having a tremendous season after a bye in the May 19th round, shut out Oroville by a score of 10-0. And defending champion Liberty Christian, very impressive in its quarterfinal matchup with Wakayakum. Liberty Christian downing Wakayakum by a final score of 10-1. This is the first semifinal game, the first of two that will be played here at Carlin Park in Sela. Later on this evening, here at Woodfield at Carlin Park, defending state champion Liberty Christian will be opposing 4th-seeded Dayton. We'll be back to Carlin Park in Sela with more after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And welcome once again to CELA Washington. I'm Roy Elia, set to bring you semifinal action in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. A semifinal game about to unfold, pitting the 11th-seeded DeSales Irish against the 2nd-seeded Nacelle Comets. Here are the starting lineups for this upcoming semifinal game. First of all, for DeSales. DeSales with 40 entries coming in to state play here today. DeSales, a storied history to say the very least, 20 state championships. They have finished as the runner-up on 6 occasions, 3rd place 4 times, and they have finished 4th on 2 occasions. What an outstanding run the Irish have had. This, their 41st entry into the state baseball playoffs. Starting for the Irish this afternoon, leading off will be Sam Kolb. He will be catching for the Irish. Batting 2nd and playing shortstop will be Malachi Raymond. Hitting 3rd, playing center field, Cohen Wood. Batting 4th and pitching will be Mateo Jimenez. Hitting 5th will be the designated hitter, Hudson Hall. Batting 6th will be first baseman Sam Fazzari. The 3rd baseman, Tyce Wood, will hit next. Ben Garcia, the right fielder, will hit after that. And batting 9th, playing left field, will be Nick Quaddle. In the flex for the Irish will be 2nd baseman Evan Martinick. The starting lineup for the Nacelle Comets, Eli Gardner will be the shortstop. He'll bat 1st, hitting 2nd at 3rd base. Trajan Ford, batting 3rd and pitching, will be Leith Chadwick. Batting 4th, playing left field, Kyle Hakkinen. Batting 5th, playing 2nd base, Brody Troffer. Hitting next will be the center fielder, Scott Hennington. Batting 7th will be right fielder, Caden Wirkawa. Hitting 8th, playing 1st base, Blythe Ingleson. And hitting 9th, catcher, Garrett Boggs. We're just about set to get underway here in CELA. While the coaches and the umpires get together and the teams line up their respective baselines, the DeSales Irish as the guests lining up momentarily along the 1st baseline, the Nacelle Comets, the home team, and the 3rd base dugout will be lining up in just a few moments along the 3rd baseline. While we await all of the pregame festivities to unfold, we're going to step aside for another commercial break. This time, we will step aside for 3 minutes. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And back once again at Woodfield at Carlin Park in Sela. I'm Roy Elia. A little buzz in the community, and why not? Yes, we do have the Class 1B and 2B state baseball championships winding down at this beautiful, beautiful ballpark, which incidentally is the summer home of the Yakima Pepsi Pack. But there's even greater excitement in the Sela community because the Vikings are competing in state semifinal action today at the Class 2A level. And certainly our very best goes out to the Sela Vikings in their quest for a state championship. The introductions have just gotten underway, so we're going to take another commercial break and be right back. We will be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning. an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Our national anthem prior to this Class 1B state semifinal baseball game, the DeSales Irish, number 11 seed, taking on the number 2 seed, the Nacelle Comets. We will have a ceremonial first pitch in just a matter of moments. And then after that, the Comets will be taking the field for the top half of the first inning. A little bit concerned on the way coming up here. As it pulled into town, it was a little bit of a sprinkle and some very, very dark clouds up above, but the good news is some of those clouds have given way to beautiful, beautiful sunshine. The game time temperature, 69 degrees. Still a little bit of cloud cover. Now the wind has come up, and it's blowing out toward left field as we speak. We have had the ceremonial first pitch delivered by a couple of mothers to their sons. A very, very nice opening ceremony, and now the Nacelle Comets will be taking the field for the top half of the first inning. And while we await that and more, we will step aside for another commercial break. We will be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And back once again at Woodfield at Carlin Park, I'm Roy Elia, just moments away from semifinal action in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships. the outlier, if you will, the 11-seeded DeSales Irish about to take on the second seed, the Nacelle Comets, a little bit later on. Two top four teams will knock heads in the second semifinal, scheduled for a 7 o'clock first pitch tonight. The four-seeded Dayton Bulldogs will be facing the top seed and defending state champion Liberty Christian Patriots. Stepping into the batter's box for the DeSales Irish to get this semifinal game underway, the catcher, Sam Cole, and we are starting right at 4 o'clock on this Friday afternoon. Into the wind is Chadwick. His pitch on the way hits Sam Cole, and a promising start for the Irish here in the top half of the first inning. Sam Kolb is plunked on the first pitch of the ball game from Chadwick, and that will bring up Malachi Raymond. Malachi, like Sam Kolb, a member of that state championship football team, the DeSales last fall, you recall 14-0, capped it off with a state championship win against Liberty Christian at Husky Stadium. Throw to first, and back in plenty of time is Sam Kolb. Chadwick working from the stretch against right-handed hitting Malachi Raymond. The stretch and his pitch on the way, and it's inside and high. Ball one, one ball and no strikes. Cohen Wood is on deck for the DeSales Irish, the designated guest for this game. Malachi Raymond, a 365 hitter. 1-0 pitch is foul back and out of play to our right, and the count is even at one ball and one strike. Kolb, Raymond, and Wood here in the top of the first inning for the Irish, and hopefully more. Kolb is lead from first, the stretch by Chadwick. A couple peaks to first, the pitch on the way, and it's high, ball two, two balls and one strike. 2-1 is the count on Malachi Raymond. Raymond in the right-handed batter's box. The stretch and the pitch by Chadwick, and that's inside ball three. Three balls and one strike. Malachi coming into this ball game. 21 games played, 83 plate appearances, 70 official at-bats. 3-1 pitch on the way, and that's over the outside corner for strike two. The count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Chadwick, right-handed pitcher. To the stretch, and the pitch on the way. A runner holds, and the pitch is way outside, ball four. So without the benefit of a hit, the Irish, with a couple of runners aboard, Kolb moves to second, Malachi Raymond at first after drawing a base on balls, and that will bring up Cohen Wood, the Irish center fielder. Of course, Cohen, the quarterback of that state championship football team last fall. The stretch by Chadwick, a look back to second, and the pitch on the way. It's high and inside, ball one, one ball and no strikes. Defensively for the Comets, the battery, Chadwick pitching and Boggs catching. Stretch, look back to second, and the pitch on the way. Wood takes it outside, ball two, two balls and no strikes. Around the infield, Ford is at third for the Comets, Gardner at short. Crawford at second, Ingleson is at first, and a quick mound visit by Boggs, trying to calm down his battery mate. And at the same time, sales coach Bill Chase coming down the third baseline from the third base coach's box, an instruction or two for Cohen Wood, who's ahead on the count, two balls and no strikes. And the stretch by Chadwick, couple looks to second. His pitch on the way, squaring around a bunt is Wood. He bunts it to the right side. Chadwick up with it. He underhands to first in time. A beautiful sacrifice bunt by Cohen Wood, advancing Kolb to third and Raymond to second. One down. 1-3 sacrifice for Cohen Wood, and beautifully executed. And that will bring up Mateo Jimenez, freshman, a linebacker on Sales' state championship football team, 2025. The stretch by Chadwick. Looks to second. Pitch on the way. And it's lifted in the air down the right field line. Foul territory. And it's going to be out of play. 0-1. Hudson Hall, the designated hitter, is on deck for the Irish. We have no score on the board, but the Irish with an early threat, runners at second and third with only one out. Jimenez hitting 414 as we speak. And Chadwick's pitch, breaking ball stays high. Ball one, one ball and one strike. Middle of the infield is back, willing to give up a run for an out. The third baseman, Ford, right on the bag at third. 1-1 pitch on the way, and it's hit in the left center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. One run will score. Two runs will score on a two-run single by Mateo Jimenez, and the Irish lead by a score of 2-0. Mateo Jimenez delivering two runs. Kolb scores. Raymond scores. Very nice. And stepping up to the plate, Hudson Hall. He was the center on DeSales' state championship football team. He is the Irish designated hitter. Hitting 533 on the season is Hudson Hall. 2-0 to Sales. A runner on, nobody out here in the top half of the first inning. Throw to first base. Back in time with a slide is Jimenez. Bill Chase coaching at third. At first, Eric Wood, who has done a tremendous job as the Sales boys basketball coach. First delivery high to Hudson Hall. One ball, no strikes. DeSales basketball team on the boys' side finishing third in Class 1B state championships this past winter. Stretched by Chadwick. And 1-0 pitch on the way. And it's inside ball two. Two balls and no strikes. 2-0 is the count on Hudson Hall. Sam Fazari is on deck. Stretch. And Chadwick's pitch. The 2-0 misses outside and low. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Chadwick struggling in the early going here. The outfield from left to right. Hakkinen is in left. Hennington is in center. And Werkala is in right for the Comets. The 3-0 pitch, a called strike, and the count is 3-1. Winner of this game will play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for the state championship against either Liberty Christian or Dayton. The stretch. And Chadwick's pitch on the way. The 3-1 is bounced to the left side, taken by the third baseman Ford. Throws to second for one. Throw to first. Not in time. They look to go around the horn. They got half of that accomplished. Ford goes to Troffer to get the force out at second on Jimenez. And safe at first on a fielder's choice is Hudson Hall. One on, one out here in the top half of the first inning. And that will bring up Sam Fazari, the Irish first baseman. The stretch by Chadwick, and the pitch on the way, and it's over the inside corner for a called first strike. Got to tell you, when I say the name Sam Fazari, I'm sorry, I got chills up my spine. Sam Fazari made it to 88 years young. The son, of course, of my superior, Rod Fazari, as the next delivery misses outside, one ball and one strike. The stretch by Chadwick. And it's 1-1 pitch. High ball two. Two balls and one strike to count. Forgive me. A little bit of a frog in my throat on this Friday afternoon. Stretch. Chadwick's 2-1 pitch, and he takes a called strike, and the count is 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Sam Fazari. Tyce Wood is on deck. 2-0 to Sales. One on, one out here in the top of the first. Chadwick's pitch. And check swing. Strike three called. And that will do it. Side retired on the called third. But a good start for the Irish. A couple of runs scored on one hit. There was one runner left. There were no nacelle errors. After a half inning of play, to Sales 2. Nacelle coming to bat. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We go to the bottom half of the first inning here in Sela. I'm Roy Elia. Semifinal action in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships. The Nacelles Irish, a couple of runs on the board in the top half of the first inning. Now, Nacelle will try its luck against Nacelle's starting pitcher, Miguel Jimenez. The shortstop, Eli Gardner, to lead things off. He'll be followed by Trajan Ford, the third baseman, and starting pitcher, Lee Chadwick. A steady breeze coming in from right field. As we look out at the flag in straightaway center, this is a lovely, lovely ballpark. 330 feet down the left field line. 320 and change down the right field line. Pitch on the way by Jimenez is low. Ball one, one ball and no strikes. 1-0 is the count on Gardner. And the pitch on the way by Jimenez from the full line. And it's not there. Ball two, two balls and no strikes. In the power alleys, left center, 390 feet. Out in right center, 400 here at this ballpark. From the full line, Mateo Jimenez, 2-0 pitch. And it's right there for a strike, and the count is 2-1. Two balls and one strike on Eli Gardner, the shortstop for the Comets. And the 2-1 pitch on the way is way outside into the backstop. Ball three, three balls and one strike. The Irish defensively, Tyce Wood at third. Malachi Raymond is at short. Evan Martinick is at second base. And Sam Fazari is at first. Three balls, one strike, and the pitch on the way by Mateo Jimenez is swung on and missed, and it's 3-2. In the outfield, Nick Quaddle is in left, Cohenwood is in center, and Ben Garcia is in right. The payoff pitch on the way, the 3-2, misses high, ball four, a leadoff walk for Gardner and the Comets. And that'll bring up Trajan Ford, the Comets' third baseman. Leadoff runner aboard for Nacelle here in the last half of the first. DeSales 2, Nacelle no score. Jimenez to work from the stretch. Gardner is lead from first, being held on by Fazari. Couple of looks back to second. Pitch on the way, a breaking ball over the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 is the count on Trajan Ford of Nacelle. Jimenez, the stretch. Jimenez, the pitch. And it's popped up, middle of the diamond. Coming up for it is the pitcher Jimenez. He makes the two-handed catch. Sam Cole there, just in case. His battery mate, one out. Ford pops to the pitcher. And stepping up to the plate will be Leith Chadwick, the starting pitcher for the Comets. One on, one out here in the last half of the first. 2-0 to Sales. The stretch. And the pitch on the way by Jimenez is a little low and outside. Ball one, one ball and no strikes. Wood, the third baseman, even with the bag. Middle of the Irish infield in double play depth up the middle. And the pitch on the way, and that's over the outside corner for strike one. The count is even at a ball and a strike on Leith Chadwick. Irish 2, Comets, no score. We're at the bottom of the first. One on, one out, and the pitch. And it's outside ball 2, 2 balls and 1 strike. Outfield playing Chadwick's straightaway, somewhat shallow and right is Garcia. Jimenez to the stretch. And Mateo's pitch. And it's low, ball 3, 3 balls and 1 strike. Kyle Pakkinen, the Comets left fielder, is on deck. Mateo Jimenez to the stretch. Here's a 3-1 pitch after a peek to first. Ball lined back up the middle into center field. A base hit. A clean base hit up the middle for Chadwick and the Comets with runners at first and second and one out. And here is Pakkinen. Wears number 11 on his Comets jersey. Couple of runners on, one out here in the last half of the first. Irish up 2-0, but the Comets threatening. Here is Jimenez, pitch on the way, and the first delivery off the glove of Kolb, but he hustles to his left to pick it up. No advance by either runner, and the count is 1-0. A check swing by Pakkinen. They appeal down to first, and they rule no swing. One ball, no strikes. Pizarri, the first baseman, playing tight just inside the bag at first. And the 1-0 pitch on the way by Jimenez. A check swing to the right side, taken by Sam Pizarri. He will run to the bag. He'll touch the pillow for the second out of the inning. Pakkinen out 3 unassisted. And on the play, Gardner goes to third. And Chadwick advances to second. As good as a sacrifice, not exactly what the Comets had in mind, but it was effective. Stepping to the plate will be second baseman Brody Troffer. Jimenez from the stretch, and his pitch on the way is popped up right side. Jimenez calling for it. Now into foul territory, he makes the catch and side retired. A couple of putouts in the inning for Mateo Jimenez, and the Comets are denied in the bottom of the first. No runs, a hit, a couple of runners left, and after one inning, DeSales 2, and they sell no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again in Sela. We are at Woodfield at Carlin Park. I'm Roy Elia. Semifinal action in the Class 1B State Baseball Playoffs for 2026. The DeSales Irish, the 11th seed, off to a good start, leading second-seeded Nacelle by a score of 2-0 as we go here in the top half of the second inning. The Irish will be setting up the 7, 8, and 9 hitters here in the top half of the second. Third baseman at Tice Wood. He'll be followed by right fielder Ben Garcia and then left fielder Nick Quaddle. And Chadwick's first delivery of the second inning, just a little low, ball 1, 1 ball and no strikes. That pitch down the middle, but low from Chadwick. And he goes to the stretch. Nobody on. The pitch on the way is bounced to the left side and into left field for a base hit. Tice Wood collects DeSales' second hit of the ball game, and that will bring up Ben Garcia. And yes, Tice Wood, Ben Garcia, members of that state championship football team that I can't say enough about. What a fabulous season it was as Garcia takes the first pitch for a called strike, and the count is 0-1. Oh, what fun. Steve Taylor, I had calling those games. 14 weeks of sheer ecstasy. The 0-1 pitch on the way, Garcia fouls it to the left side. On a bounce, and the count is 0-2. Nick Quattle waits on deck. Runner on, nobody out. We are in the top half of the second inning. DeSales 2, Nacell, no score. Chadwick to the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch on the way is high, and ducking down out of the way is Garcia. Ball one, one ball and two strikes. 1-2 is the count. The stretch by Chadwick. And his 1-2 pitch, strike three called right down the middle, one out. Nice breaking ball right at the knees. The second strikeout in the ball game for Chadwick, and that will bring up Nick Quattle. Sales is left fielder. One on, one out here in the top half of the second. Stretch by Chadwick, and his delivery there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Chadwick, a peek to first, the stretch, and the 0-1 pitch, and it's high, ball one, one ball and one strike. I suspect Tova Fazari has to be one of the happiest mothers on the planet. Certainly one of the busiest this time of year as the next delivery is outside. Throw through the second and stealing second base, swiping it beautifully is Tice Wood. Wood in with a steal. The pitch was a ball and the count is 2-1. Of course, Tova's husband Matthew tragically passing away. Wow. Wearing this country's uniform, a hero in every sense of the word. 2-1 pitch, upcoming. And it's foul, tipped at the plate, trickles to the right. The count is 2-2. Yes, Tova busy this weekend. Her son Sam here in Sela, participating in state baseball. Son Dominic competing in state track and field this weekend. A couple of talented young men. And a couple of delightful young men. The 2-2 pitch on the way. And a beautiful breaking ball for a called third strike. And Puddle will take the walk back to the first base dugout. Two down. And back to the top of the order for Sam Kolb, who was hit by a pitch on the first delivery of the ball game. He eventually came around to score. And here's the pitch on the way by Chadwick. Line foul down the left field line. Backing out of play, and it's 0-1. Boy, did he have a cut. He had a rip, did he not? He most certainly did. 0-1 is the count on Sam Cole. Tice Wood at second, two out. His lead from second. And the 0-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball, hit high. The third baseman forwarded into left field. Coming around. And on his way home is Wood. The throw into home and taking second on the play is Kolb. And the Irish lead by a score of 3-0. Tice Wood comes all the way around from second base on that hard shot by Kolb just past the third baseman Ford and into left field. It went just under the glove of Ford. Wood scores. Kolb with the RBI. And that will bring up Malachi Raymond. Kolb at second, on the throw home, and the pitch on the way, nice breaking ball for a call first strike, and it's 0-1. 0-1 on Malachi Raymond. Irish 3, Comets no score. One on with two out here in the top half of the second. And the pitch on the way, and that's low and outside, and a nice stop by the catcher, Boggs. And the count is even at one ball and one strike. 1-1 is the count on Malachi Raymond, who walked and scored in the first inning. 3-0 to Sales, the stretch. And the pitch on the way by Chadwick. It's on the outside corner, 4. Strike 2 called, and the count is 1-2 on Malachi Raymond. Obis lead from second, the stretch, and Chadwick's pitch. Flowing outside, bounces away from Boggs, pounces on it, throws to third, and Kolb beats the throw. Beats the tag in that case. Looked like the throw was there in good shape for the Comets, but a fine, fine slide on the part of Kolb, and he advances to third on the wild pitch. A nice effort by Boggs, pouncing on that ball to the left of home plate. His throw to third looked like it was in plenty of time, but Kolb able to avoid the tag attempt by Ford, and he is at third. Ground ball hit to the left side, taken by Gardner. His throw to first gets away, and another run is home. An errant throw on the part of Gardner, and trotting to second base will be Malachi Raymond, and the Irish lead by a score of 4-0. I'm guessing that'll be a throwing error on Gardner. And another run home for the Irish, and time is called, and a member of the NACEL coaching staff out to the mound to have a chat with the battery of Chadwick and Bond. So Raymond reaches on the throwing error on the part of Gardner. Goes around to second because the ball went out of play. Kolb scores on the play. And Cohen Wood stands in. Raymond at second with two out. 4-0 to Sales. The stretch. Chadwick's pitch on the way. Breaking ball, misses inside. One ball, no strikes. Cohen Wood, a beautiful sacrifice bunt in the first inning that advanced Kolb to third and Raymond to second. They were singled in by Mateo Jimenez after that. Next delivery, a nice breaking ball, swung on and missed, and the count is 1-1. A ball and a strike on Cohen Wood. Mateo Jimenez would be next. The stretch by Chadwick. And the pitch on the way, the 1-1 is popped up back and out of play to the right. And the count is 1-2. DeSales in pursuit of the program's 21st state championship. Oh, were they something else in the 90s under former head coach Kim Cox? State championships from 1992 to 1998. 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball. It's taken just high. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. A lot of barking, a lot of exuberance, a lot of enthusiasm from that first base dugout. Irish fired up, as well they should be, leading 4-0 here in the top of the second. 2-2 pitch on the way, and Wood swings and misses at that breaking ball, strike three, and side retired. But two more runs for the Irish in the top half of the second inning. Two runs tallied on a couple of hits. There was one error, and the Irish leave one. After an inning and a half, DeSales 4, and NACEL no score, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, the good news for the Comets, Their starting pitcher, Chadwick, struck out the side in the top half of the second inning. The bad news, DeSales, two runs in the first inning, two more in the second. The Irish leading 4-0 after an inning and a half of play in the semifinal game in the Class 1B state baseball playoffs. And Scott Hennington will lead things off here in the last half of the second, and the first delivery by Mateo Jimenez is a called strike, and the count is 0-1. Hennington to be followed by Caden Wercula and Blythe Ingleson. And the pitch on the way, the 0-1, a breaking ball waved at and missed, and the count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes, the count on Hennington. From the full line, Jimenez. 0-2 pitch, it's down low, gets away from the catcher Sam Cole to the left, and the count had a ball and two strikes. 1-2 is the count on Hennington. Mateo Jimenez is 1-2 pitch on the way, foul back. Nice cut on the part of Hennington, and the count holds, had a ball and two strikes. Irish 4, Comets, no score. Nobody on, nobody out here in the last half of the second. Yeah, 1-2 pitch on the way by Mateo Jimenez. Swung on and missed. The first strikeout of the game for Jimenez. He K's Hennington. And that will bring up Caden Wercula, the right fielder of the Comets. Sun now imposing its will here at the ballpark. Still some cloud cover overhead, but not too terribly bad of a May day here. Check swing on the first pitch, appeal down to first. No swing is the ruling. And the count is 1-0 on Wercula. Mateo Jimenez with nobody on from the full line. His 1-0 pitch on the way. And it's right there for a strike at the knees. And the count is 1-1. One ball and one strike on the Comets right fielder. And the pitch on the way by Mateo. It's a beautiful breaking ball. Nasty stuff there. Swung on and missed, and the count is 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And here is the delivery on the way from the freshman, and it's high. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. The count all squared at 2-2. On Wercula. Caden stands in. Jimenez is ready. Has the one he wants from Cole. And his 2-2 pitch on the way is swung on and missed for strike three. The ball in the dirt. Throw down to first by Cole to Sam Fazari covering. Two down. Another nasty delivery. Filthy stuff on the part of Jimenez. And Wercula is retired for the second out. Back-to-back strikeouts, back-to-back Ks for Jimenez. And that'll bring up Blythe Ingleson, the first baseman of the Comets. And the pitch to him is outside, one ball, no strike. DeSales 4, Nacelle no score. Two out, nobody on. We're in the last half of the second inning of this state semifinal game. And delighted to have you with us. And the next delivery over the outside corner of the knees for strike one. 1-1 is the count on the first baseman of the Comets. And the 1-1 pitch is lined into right field, a base hit. Giving chase is the second baseman of the Irish, Martinick. He will run it down in shallow right field ahead of right fielder Ben Garcia and then trot it back into the infield. Actually toss it to shortstop Malachi Raymond. So the second hit of the contest for the Comets. A clean single to right on the part of Ingleson, and that'll bring up Garrett Boggs. He is the Comets catcher. Ingleson is lead from first. Given his pitch from the stretch, swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. No balls, one strike on Boggs. Sam Fazari holding on Ingleson at first base. The stretch, look back to second. And the pitch on the way, the 0-1, is outside, ball one, one ball and one strike. If Boggs can keep the inning alive, we'll go back to the top of the order for shortstop Eli Gardner. throw to first, and back in time with a slide, with a dive, is Ingelsson. 1-1 is the count, the stretch, and the pitch on the way. The 1-1 is just inside ball two, two balls and one strike. Didn't miss by a whole lot as he went in on the hands that time, and Boggs left it alone. Takes a second ball, two balls and one strike, the stretch. And the pitch by Jimenez, that misses outside, ball three, three balls and one strike. 3-1 on Garrett Boggs. Jimenez says no now, all right. Looks to first, the stretch, and the pitch on the way, and that misses inside, ball four. So the Comets with runners at first and second with two out. The 8 and 9 hitters reach. Back to the top of the order for Gardner. I suspect we're going to have a courtesy runner into the ball game, and we will. We will have a courtesy runner at first base. And that courtesy runner takes his place at first base. Here is Gardner. The stretch, look to second, and the pitch. And Gardner takes a strike, 0-1. The courtesy runner at first base, Marvin Tucker, for the Comets. And the pitch, the 0-1 is low, a nice stop by Kolb, and the count even at a ball and a strike. 1-1 the count on Gardner. The Comets looking for some two-out magic here in the last half of the second. Things started rather well for Jimenez and company. He struck the first two hitters out, then allowed a single to Ingelsson and a walk to Boggs. And now a one-ball, one-strike count on Eli Gardner, who walked and was stranded at third base in the first inning. Comets leaving runners at second and third in the first. Here are the second. Runners at first and second with two out. And the pitch on the way, the 1-1 is hit foul to the right side, back and out of play, and the count is 1-2. Jimenez ahead on the count. A ball and two strikes. Nice Friday afternoon gathering here at the ballpark, including DeSales partisans down to my right. The stretch by Jimenez. And the 1-2 pitch on the way is low and outside. Bounces away from Kolb, and advancing to third on the play is Ingelsson. And down to second base is the courtesy runner Tucker on the wild pitch. So another golden opportunity for the Comets. Runners at second and third with two out. A two-ball, two-strike count on Gardner. That ball off of Kolb, bouncing to his right toward the first base dugout. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way by Jimenez. It's low, ball three, three balls and two strikes. Big pitch here early in the ball game. A full count on Gardner. Regent Ford would be next. The stretch. And the 3-2 pitch on the way to Gardner. And that misses, ball four. The bases are loaded. Two out, nobody on. Now the bases are loaded with two out for Trajan Ford, who popped to Jimenez in the first inning. A Comet at every base with two out. The stretch by Jimenez, a look back to second. And the pitch. And it's down low, one ball, no strikes. Ingelsson at third. Tucker at second. Gardner at first. And the 1-0 pitch on the way by Jimenez, that misses outside, ball two, two balls and no strikes. Suddenly the plate jumping around a little bit on Jimenez. And Ford, with things his way, two balls and no strikes. And the 2-0 pitch on the way by the freshman is right there for strike one. 2-1. Nice fastball at the knees. 2-1 is the count on Trajan Ford. Runners their leads. The stretch. Look to second. Look to third. Pitch on the way. And that's low. squirts away from Cole, but not far enough for an advance. And Ford with things his way, 3-1. Another bad one would force in a run. 4-0 to Sales. Bases loaded with 2 here in the last half of the second inning of this state semifinal game. And delighted to have you with us for our coverage on your home for Irish Radio. The stretch. And the 3-1 pitch on the way by Jimenez, and that's outside, ball 4, and a run is walked in. Engelson scores from third. Tucker, the courtesy runner, down to third. Gardner to second. And time is called. Coach Bill Chase out to the mound to have a chat with the battery. And all the infielders joining in on the conversation as well. A nice start to the inning. Jimenez struck out the first two hitters, but since then, Engelson with a single. Boggs walked. Tucker in as a courtesy runner. Then Gardner walked. Ford with a walk. And stepping up to the plate is Leith Chadwick, the Comets pitcher. He singled in the first inning and was stranded at second base. 4-1 to Sales. The stretch by Jimenez. And the pitch on the way. And that's low. 1-0. A single and 3 consecutive walks, all with 2 and nobody on here in the last half of the second. The stretch. And the 1-0 pitch by Jimenez is lined into left field for a base hit. That will score 2 runs. And it's now a 4-3 ball game in favor of the Irish. Clean single to left field by Chadwick. Tucker scores. Gardner scores. Ford to second. The potential tying run now in scoring position. And that will bring up Hackett, the left fielder, who was retired 3 unassisted in the first inning. 4-3 in favor of DeSales. And the pitch on the way by Jimenez is inside. 1-0. Hackett, the 8th hitter to bat here in the last half of the second. A 1-0 pitch by Jimenez. There for a strike over the outside corner, and the count is 1-1. 1-1 is the count on Hackett. The stretch. Mateo's 1-1 pitch. There for a strike, and it's 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes on Kyle Hackett. 4-3 to Sales. 2-2 here in the last half of the second. The stretch. 1-2 pitch on the way, just off the outside corner, ball 2, 2-2. Missed it by that much. The words of the immortal Maxwell Smart. And the 2-2 pitch on the way, breaking ball, fouled back over the screen and out of play. And the count remains 2-2. 2-2 on Pakkinen. Jimenez, his 2-2 pitch, and check swing, and a foul to the first base side, just to the left of the first base dugout, being occupied by the designated guest for this game, the Sales Irish. 2-2 is the count. Runners there leads, the pitch on the way, and that misses inside. 3-2. Batter tossed the bat away, but that's just ball 3. 3-2. 3-2 on Pakkinen. The runners will be going. Ford from second. Chadwick from first. The stretch. And the 3-2 pitch on the way. Strike 3 called right down the middle inside. Retired. Big, big strikeout for Jimenez and the Irish. Nassau, though, comes up with 3 runs in the last half of the second inning. 3 runs scored on a couple of hits, and the Comets strand 2. And after 2 innings of play, DeSales 4, Nassau 3, we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the top half of the third inning, the semifinal game in the Class 1B State Baseball Playoffs for 2026. I'm Roy Elia, coming to you from Woodfield at Carlin Park in Sela. DeSales Irish 4, the NaSale Comets 3. And here in the top half of the third inning, the Irish will send up the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. Pitcher Mateo Jimenez, designated hitter Hudson Hall, and first baseman Sam Fazari. The first pitch to Mateo Jimenez, a called strike. It's 0-1. Mateo with a 2 RBI single in the first inning. Pitch on the way, nice breaking ball over the inside corner, and the count is 0-2. Nothing and 2 on Mateo Jimenez. Chadwick working from the stretch. And his 0-2 pitch to Mateo is waved at and missed. Goes to the backstop. And Jimenez will reach base on the wild pitch as that ball gets away from Boggs and to the backstop. So the leadoff hitter aboard. A strikeout. But Jimenez to first. On the wild pitch, and that'll bring up Hudson Hall, who reached on a 5-4 fielder's choice in the first inning. A 500-plus hitter during the season. Throw to first base. Back in time is Jimenez, being held on over there at first base by Ingleson. The stretch by Chadwick. And his pitch on the way. Runner going. Pitch is a called strike. The throw down to second is not in time. Got there on a bounce. Mateo Jimenez in with a stolen base. And a runner in scoring position for the Irish. And a no-ball, one-strike count on Hudson Hall. Mateo Jimenez, dirty uniform and all, with his lead from second base. Now Chenwa steps off the pitcher's mound. Now he's back up on the slab, and his 0-1 pitch on the way to Hudson Hall. Hitting the left field, a base hit, a nice grounder through the left side of the Comets infield. Rounding third, being held at third is Jimenez, and Hudson Hall with a base hit for the Irish. The fourth DeSales hit in the ball game, and that will bring up Sam Fazari with runners at the corners and nobody out. DeSales 4, NaSale 3. Nice bit of hitting on the part of Hudson Hall as he grounds a ball through the left side of the Comets infield. Between Ford at third and Gardner at short. Sam Fazari struck out looking to end the first inning. Fake to third, throw to first, nothing doing. No throw to first, to be honest with you. A fake throw to third in that case. The pitch to Sam Fazari is hit to the left side, should get a run home. Could be a 6-4-3 double play, and it is. Nicely turned by the Comets, but a run in. Sam Fazari grounds into a 6-4-3 double play. Gardner to Troffer to Ingleson. The good news for the Irish coming in to score is Jimenez. And the Irish lead by a score of 5-3. And Tyce Wood stands in, takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Tyce leading off the second inning singled. and he came around to score on an RBI single by Sam Cole. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and that misses high, ball one, one ball and one strike. The Irish with a run home here in the top of the third. DeSales leading 5-3. And the pitch on the way by Chadwick, a breaking ball over the inside corner for a called second, and it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Tyce Wood. Chadwick has the one he wants from Boggs, the stretch, and his 1-2 pitch on the way, and that misses outside, ball two, two balls and two strikes. Can you believe it? The 2026 football schedule is out for the DeSales Irish. Scheduled open on Labor Day weekend at Duffer, Oregon. 2-2 pitch on the way, and it's popped up. Right side, maybe playable. Over to have a look, the catcher Boggs, but the ball off of the screen. It's a foul ball. In week two, perhaps a bye week for the Irish. In week three, scheduled to take a trip to Elmira Cooley Heartline for a rematch of last fall's state semifinal game that was played at Blue Devil Stadium on the Walla Walla High School campus. Next delivery misses outside. Tyce Wood, and the count runs full, three balls and two strikes. DeSales winning that semifinal game on their way to the state championship, and the pitch. He fights it off, bounces it foul to the right side, and it's still 3-2. 3-2 on Tyce Wood, wide receiver and cornerback on last year's state championship football team. Chadwick, the stretch. And his payoff pitch on the way, the 3-2, is hit to the left side, taken by the shortstop Gardner. His toss across is low, but dug out beautifully by Eagleson to retire the side. The Sales gets a run here in the third inning. A run on one hit. No errors and no runners left on base. And after 2.5 innings of play, DeSales 5 and DeSales 3. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And we are back once again at Wood Field, Carlin Park in Sela, the site of the Class 1B state baseball semifinals and finals. I was thinking a little bit about last week, that third place performance by the DeSales softball team. Entered the tournament back-to-back state champions and had a very, very good season under Coach Pat Wall. Did not get that third straight championship, but a great season nonetheless, and the future looks very bright. Only one senior on that Irish softball roster, and there are no seniors on the DeSales baseball roster. So next spring could be very exciting indeed for Irish Nation. The first pitch of the last half of the third inning to Brody Truffer, the Comets' second baseman, is a ball. One ball, no strikes. 5-3 DeSales as we go here in the last half of inning number three. The pitch by Mateo Jimenez is to the backstop. Two balls, no strikes. Jimenez retired the first two hitters on strikeouts in the second. Then it was a major struggle after that, including back-to-back-to-back walks. 2-0 pitch on the way, and that misses low, ball three, three balls, no strikes. Troffer fouled out to Jimenez to end the first inning. 3-0 pitch on the way, and that's low ball four. A leadoff walk here in the third inning. Another walk issued. That is five walks issued by Jimenez in two-plus innings. And Hennington is the batter. He struck out leading off the second inning. The stretch and the pitch by Jimenez, that's outside. One ball, no strikes. Sam Fazari holding Troffer on at first. 1-0 pitch on the way by Jimenez, and that's low ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Make him swing it. Two balls, no strikes. Stretch and the pitch on the way. Batter squares around a bunt, takes the ball inside. Ball three, three balls and no strikes. Make him swing it. Something that former Walla Walla Community College head coach Ken Johnson would tell his pitchers. 3-0 pitch on the way, a called strike, and the count is 3-1. He used to say, make them beat you. Make them swing the bat. And I guess that's part of the reason why he won 266 games in 10 seasons as the head warrior back in the 90s. Next delivery is bounced to the right side. It is bobbled by Martinick, but he recovers it, throws to Sam Fazari at first for the first out. Nice poise on the part of Martinick. Hennington is out 4-3, and on the play, Troffer advances to second base. And that will bring up Caden Wercala. He struck out in the second inning. 5-3 to Sales, one on, one out here in the last half of the third inning of the state semifinal game. The stretch, two looks to second, and the pitch on the way by Jimenez is low into the backstop. And down to third goes Troffer. One ball, no strikes. That ball bouncing in front of catcher Sam Kolb. And a runner now at third with one out. A one ball, no strike count on Wercala. Corners in defensively for the Irish. The 1-0 pitch on the way has popped up. Foul right side. Back and out of play. And the count is a ball and a strike on Wercala. Second baseman Martinick playing back. The shortstop, Malachi Raymond, about halfway. 1-1 pitch on the way, and it's lifted in the air. A looper into center field. That's going to get down for a base hit, and a run is in. And we now have a 5-4 ball game in favor of DeSales. A little looper hit out into center field by Wercala. And that scores Troffer, who reached on a leadoff walk. So the tying run at first base. And Engelson, the hitter, he singled and scored in the second inning. 5-4 to Sales, four hits aside. Pitch on the way, very high, ball one, throw back to first, gets away from Fazari and down the right field line. Down to second goes Wercala. He will hold up there. An error. A throwing error by Kolb, and now the potential tying run is in scoring position with only one out. One ball, no strikes on Engelson. 1-0 is the count. Jimenez nods yes. The stretch. And a throw back to second base, and that will go into center field. But the good news is, there in good shape is the center fielder, Wood. Wercala stays at second. Two in the first inning for the Irish, two in the second, one in the third. Comets with three in the second at the moment, one here in the third. The next delivery is high, two balls, no strikes. Jimenez really, really struggling. Flirted with disaster in the first inning. Runners were left at second and third. Pitch on the way, and that's hit hard to first base. Sam Fazari on the bag, and he throws to shortstop as They're going to say that Fazari caught the ball, or are they? Yes, they are. They're going to say he caught that soft line drive off the bat of Engelson, and they double up Morikawa, who is on his way to third. And that is going to be a 3-6 double play, but now the umpires are going to have a discussion. Morikawa is staying at third base. That was a soft line drive hit to Fazari. He threw to short, and after further review, the ruling is confirmed. A 3-6 double play as Sam Fazari catches that soft line drive off the bat of Engelson. He throws to the shortstop, Raymond, and he steps on the bag at second. They double up Morikawa to retire the side. One run scored by the Comets on one hit. There was one error, and no runners were left stranded. And after three innings of play, DeSales 5, Nassau 4, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the top half of the fourth inning here at Woodfield, Harlan Park. I'm Roy Elia, bringing you semifinal action in the Class 1B State Baseball Playoffs for 2026. DeSales Irish 5, Nassau Comets 4 as we go in the top half of the fourth inning. And Ben Garcia to lead things off for the Irish, and he swings the first pitch and fouls it to the left. On a bounce, 0-1. Ben struck out looking in the second inning. 5-4 DeSales. This game going at a bit of a snail's pace. We're just over an hour in, just starting the top half of the fourth inning as a breaking ball is waved at weakly and missed by Garcia, and the count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes the count on Ben Garcia, to be followed by Nick Quattle, and back to the top of the order for Sam Cole. 0-2 pitch on the way, and that misses outside. Ball one, one ball and two strikes. NFHS is here at the ballpark. In case you're wondering, if you're not wondering, don't forget what I just said. 1-2 pitch on the way by Chadwick, and it's strike three called over the outside corner. A nice breaking ball, and Garcia strikes out for the second time in the ball game. And that'll bring up Nick Quattle, the DeSales left fielder. Quattle struck out looking in the second inning. Chadwick at the moment with five strikeouts in the ball game. And the pitch on the way to Nick Quattle, and it hits him. Breaking ball breaks in on Quattle, and he is aboard at first base on the hit by pitch. And back to the top of the order for Sam Kolb, the Irish catcher. Sam 1-for-1 in the game officially, was hit by a pitch and scored in the first, singled and scored in the second. 5-4 DeSales, one on, one out here in the top half of the fourth inning. And the pitch on the way by Chadwick is just outside. Ball one, one ball and no strikes. Malachi Raymond is on deck. Irish by a run, 5-4. Quattle is lead from first. Pitch on the way, breaking ball is there for called first strike. And the count is 1-1. Middle of the infield is back, looking for a double play ball. Third baseman Ford is halfway. Engelson holding on Quattle at first base, and the pitch on the way is over the outside corner for strike two. And the count is 1-2 on Sam Cole. Sales dressed in green jersey. Next delivery, misses outside. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. Green jerseys with white lettering, white numerals, and gold trim, wearing gray pants as the designated guest for this ball game. 2-2 is the count, and the 2-2 pitch on the way by Chadwick is grounded to the left side, taken by the third baseman Ford, throw to second for one, throw to first is not in time. Quattle is forced at second base, 5-4 for the second out of the inning. Safe at first on a fielder's choice is Sam Cole. That will bring up Malachi Raymond. Malachi walked and scored in the first inning, and he reached on a throwing error by Gardner in the second inning. And a throw to first base, and back in plenty of time with a slide is Sam Cole. Chadwick, a peek to first, the stretch, and another throw to first base, and back in time is Cole once again. And Chadwick peers in, has the sign, stretch by Chadwick, and the pitch is bounced to the left side, taken by Ford, the third baseman. Strong throw to first is in time, and side retired. The Irish do not score. No runs, no hits, and a runner left. And after 3.5 innings of play, DeSales 5 and DeSales 4, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves, Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Sales 5, DeSales 4, after 3.5 innings of play in the semifinal game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. Roy Elia welcoming you back to Woodfield at Carlin Park. And here in the bottom of the fourth inning, the DeSales Comets will send up number 9, 1, and 2 hitters. Boggs, and back to the top of the order for Gardner and Ford. Irish leading by a score of 5-4. And as Mateo Jimenez was taking his warm-up tosses, the first few tosses were taken by assistant coach Bobby Holsinger, who, of course, distinguished himself in a DeSales uniform during his time as an Irish athlete. Younger brother Billy back in town. After a nice first year as a math major at the University of Virginia, Billy working for Bobby on the grounds at the Walla Walla Country Club. And the pitch on the way to Boggs is hit to the left side, taken on a bounce by the third baseman. The throw to first is in time, one up and one down. Tyce Wood up with it strongly, his throw to first to Sam Fazari in time, one pitch and one out. That's more like it. Back to the top of the order for Eli Gardner. Gardner, without an official at-bat, he has walked twice in the ball game. He scored in the second inning. And the pitch on the way by Jimenez is over the inside corner for a strike, and the count is 0-1. No balls and one strike on Eli Gardner. He'll be followed by Trajan Ford, the third baseman. And the next pitch is inside, ball one, one ball and one strike. Ball gets away from Jimenez. He'll run it down back behind the pitcher's mound. Aces are wild. A ball, a strike, an out here in the bottom of the fourth. Each team with one error in the ball game. And the pitch on the way hits him. So a hit by pitch and a runner at first for the Comets. And that will bring up Ford, who popped to the pitcher in the first inning. He walked in the second inning. One of three walks in the inning issued by Mateo Jimenez. Gardner, his lead from first, the stretch by Mateo Jimenez, and the pitch not there. Ball one, one ball and no strikes. The pitch low on that occasion. Outfield playing Ford straight away. Stretch by Jimenez. And his 1-0 pitch on the way. And that's low ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Leith Chadwick is on deck. One on, one out here in the last half of the fourth. 5-4 to Sales. The stretch by Jimenez. And the pitch on the way. And that misses outside. It's off the glove of Colvin to the backstop. And going to second base is Gardner. Could be a wild pitch. Could be a pass ball. As the count is now three balls and no strikes on Ford. Runner in scoring position. The potential tying run at second with one out. Three balls, no strikes on Ford. The stretch. And the pitch on the way by Mateo Jimenez. There for a strike down the middle. And the count is 3-1. Chadwick has had himself a nice ball game offensively. He is 2-for-2 with a couple of singles. He's waiting on deck ever so anxiously. 3-1 pitch on the way is way outside. Ball four. Nice stop. Nice backhanded stop by Kolb. And another walk issued. That'll put runners at first and second with one out for Chadwick, who looks to add to his 2-for-2 day. And in the ball game for Mateo Jimenez, that is walk number six. And he's also hit a batter. Runners at first and second. And the stretch. And the pitch by Jimenez. A check swing. It cost him a strike. And it's 0-1. No balls and one strike. The count on Leith Chadwick. Runners are leads from first and second. The stretch. And the pitch on the way. The 0-1 is fouled back to the screen on a bounce. And the count is 0-2 on Chadwick. Pakkinen waits in the on-deck circle for Nacell. 5-4 to Sales. Two on, one out here in the last half of the fourth. The stretch by Mateo. And the Jimenez 0-2 pitch breaks inside off the glove of Cole. Runner trying to advance to third, and he will make it. Runners now at the corners with only one out. And that could easily be a pass ball on Cole. One ball, two strikes on Chadwick. Middle of the Irish infield, about halfway. Runners at first and third, a one ball, two strike count. And the stretch by Jimenez, and his 1-2 pitch on the way. No, instead a fake throw to third and a look back to first. And nothing doing. Wind continuing to blow in from right field on this sunny Friday afternoon. And the pitch on the way by Jimenez. Runner going from first. The pitch is a ball. The throw back to the mound. And coasting into second base is Ford. Could be a stolen base. Could be defensive indifference. You make the call. Two balls, two strikes on Chadwick. Now with two runners in scoring position. Stretch and the 2-2 pitch. That misses outside. Ball three. Three balls and two strikes. And Mateo Jimenez, frustrated with himself, snaps at the ball as it's tossed back to him by his battery mate, Sam Kolb. 3-2. The stretch. Here's the 3-2 pitch on the way. It's high. Ball four. Had him 0-2 and lost him. Seven walks in the game for Jimenez. The bases are now loaded with only one out for Kyle Pakkinen. He is 0-for-2 in the ball game. Retired three unassisted in the first. He struck out looking to end the second inning. Bases loaded, only one out here in the bottom of the fourth. 5-4 to Sales. Jimenez to the stretch. And the pitch on the way by the freshman is low, goes to the backstop, and here comes the tying run. And everybody else moves up, and we're tied at 5. The Irish here in the bottom of the fourth in self-destruction mode. So the wild pitch scores a run. Ford to third. Chadwick to second. Gardner scores. And the potential go-ahead run now at third base with only one out. One ball, no strikes on Pakkinen. The stretch by Jimenez. Mateo's 1-0 pitch on the way is hit in the air to center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Actually into the left center field alley. Two runs will score. And we now have a 7-5 Nacelle lead. Pakkinen, a strong single into left center. Scores 2. Ford scores. Chadwick scores. And that will bring up Troffer. Three runs in here in the bottom of the fourth. And out to the mound to Sales coach Bill Chase. And that will be all for Mateo Jimenez. Going to be a pitching change here in Sela. Nacelle now with a 7-5 lead over the Irish. And we'll be back to Sela in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Sela, I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish, now trailing the Nacelle Comets 7-5. One on, one out here in the last half of the fourth inning of the semifinal game in the Class 1B State Baseball Playoffs. Going to be a swap. The pitcher and the catcher for DeSales swapping positions. Sam Kolb will move from the catcher spot to the mound. And Mateo Jimenez will now catch for the DeSales Irish. Still awaiting Jimenez to make his way out onto the field. And we're awaiting warm-up tosses from Sam Kolb. And while we await that, among other things, we're going to take another commercial break. DeSales 7, DeSales 5. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at Woodfield at Carlin Park in Sela. I'm Roy Elia. The semifinals of the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. DeSales got off to a fine start, led second-seeded Nacelle to the 11th-seed Irish 4-0 after an inning and a half, but since then, the Comets have come on strong. Nacelle leading DeSales by a score of 7-5, one on, one out here in the last half of the fourth inning. Sam Kolb on the mound for DeSales. And his first pitch is down low and to the backstop. And down to second base goes Pakkinen. Crawford is the hitter. One ball, no strikes. 3 runs in here in the last half of the fourth inning and for the Comets, who lead the Irish 7-5. The stretch by Sam Kolb. Now he steps off the rubber. The snail's pace of this game continuing. And the 1-0 pitch on the way by Kolb, and it's bounced to the left side foul, and the count is 1-1. We're an hour and close to 22 minutes into this ball game, and we're only in the bottom of the fourth. 7-5, Nacelle. One ball, one strike. The stretch by Sam Kolb. Looks to second. And his delivery is down low, ball two, 2 balls and one strike. Another come-from-behind effort going to be required on the part of the Irish. You recall that amazing comeback they had last Saturday at Elmira Cooley Heartline, down 7-2, came back to win 11-8 as the next pitch misses outside, ball three, 3 balls and one strike. Sam Kolb looks in for the sign from Jimenez. He's got it. Goes to the stretch. Looked to second. And the 3-1 pitch on the way, and that misses inside, ball four, and the trend continues. My goodness. Another walk. And that'll bring Scott Hennington to the plate. He is 0-2. He struck out leading off the second inning. And was out 4-3 in the third. Two on with one out here in the last half of the fourth inning. 7-5 Nacelle. And the pitch on the way by Sam Kolb after two looks to second. And a nice breaking ball over the inside corner for strike one. The count is 0-1. Corners in for the Irish defensively. Fazari at first. Tice Wood at third. The stretch by Kolb. Look back to second, and his pitch, the 0-1, swung on and missed, and the count is 0-2. Nice breaking ball again by Sam Kolb. 0-2 is the count on Hennington. Werkala waits on deck for the Comets. The stretch, and the pitch on the way. Over the inside corner for strike three call. And that is the second out of the inning. Hennington caught looking, and that will bring up Werkala. He struck out in the second inning and singled in the third. Runners at first and second with two out. A stretch by Sam Kolb, a look to second, and the pitch. And that's just outside. Ball one, 1 ball and no strikes. For the second time in three innings, the Comets, 8 batters to the plate, and the pitch. That's inside ball two, 2 balls and no strikes. Missed with the breaking ball that time, low and inside. 2-0 is the count on Werkala. 2-0. And the stretch. Look back to second. Pitch on the way. And that misses inside ball three, 3 balls and no strikes. Another bad one will load the bases for Engelson. DeSales 7, DeSales 5. 2 on, 2 out. We're in the last half of the fourth inning of this semifinal game. 3-0 pitch on the way, and that misses high, ball 4. The bases are loaded. So Urkola reaches, and that will bring up Engelson. Engelson is 1-for-2. Singled and scored in the second. And lined into a 3-6 double play to end the third. The pitch, high, 1-ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Engelson. This time from the full wide, Sam Kolb. His 1-0 pitch. That is right down the middle for strike one. Count is 1-1. 7 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for the Comets. DeSales, 5 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. And the 1-1 pitch on the way from Sam Cole. Breaking ball, ducking out of the way is Engelson. Ball in and out of the glove of Jimenez, but he's able to recover it. And the count is 2-1 on Engelson. Boggs would be next for the Comets. 2-1. And the pitch on the way. Breaking ball is a called strike. Check swing. And it cost him. 2-2 is the count on Engelson. Bases loaded with 2 out. Deep breath by Cole. And his 2-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball hit to the left side. Taken by Tyce Wood. He will run to the third base bag. Tag it for the force. On Troffer. But 3 more runs in for Nassau in the last half of the fourth inning. And after 4 innings of play, Nassau 7, DeSales 5, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
4 innings in the books in this semifinal game of the Class 1B State Baseball Championship for 2026. We welcome you back to Sela, Washington. I'm Roy Elia reporting on your home for Irish Radio. Ada Sales Irish here in the top half of the fifth inning, trailing the Nassau Comets by a score of 7-5. And here in the top half of the fifth inning, the Irish will send up the number 3, 4, and 5 hitters, Cohen Wood, the center fielder, to be followed by catcher Mateo Jimenez, and then designated hitter Hudson Hall. Chadwick into the stretch, and the pitch on the way. The first delivery is outside, 1-1, no strikes. Nassau benefiting in the ballgame thus far from 9 walks on the part of Irish pitching and 1 hit batter. 1-0 pitch on the way. Lifted in the air to right field. Coming into the ball a couple of steps and making the grab is Wickala. 1 out. And that'll bring up Mateo Jimenez. He singled in the first inning. Struck out. But reached on a wild pitch. Stole second and scored in the third. The stretch by Chadwick. And the pitch on the way. Mateo backs away. From the first pitch, 1-1, no strikes. The stretch by Chadwick, the right-hander, and his pitch on the way. The 1-0 is hit back up the middle and under the glove of the shortstop Gardner and into center field. A base hit for Jimenez. He collects his second hit of the ball game, and for the Irish, that is hit number 5 in the contest. 5 hits assigned in the ball game. Yeah, that'll bring up Hudson Hall. Who's 1-for-2. He singled his last time up He singled to left field. Reached in the first inning on a fielder's choice. 7-5 Nacelle, one on, one out here in the top half of the fifth inning. The stretch, and Chadwick's pitch, Noah throw to first base. And back safely with a slide is Jimenez, being held on at first, I should say, by Engelson. Even with a bag at third is Ford. Middle of the infield halfway for the Comets. And the pitch on the way, and it's high, and the throw through to second. Jimenez will steal second base, the throw into center field, but it's backed up by Hennington out there in center field. So a stolen base for Jimenez. He went in standing up, and the Irish with a runner in scoring position with one out here in the top half of the fifth. They sell leading by a couple of tallies. Comets 7, Irish 5. Chadwick to the stretch. Jimenez, his lead from second. And the pitch on the way to Hall is low, ball 2, 2 balls and no strikes. 2-0 is the count on Hudson Hall. Stretch by Chadwick, and his 2-0 pitch on the way, and that's going to hit Hudson Hall. Runners at first and second with only one out. And that'll bring up Sam Fazzari, who has had 0-for-2 day. He struck out looking in the first inning, grounded into a 6-4-3 double play in the third, but on the play, Mateo Jimenez scored. DeSales his fifth run of the contest. And the pitch on the way to Sam Fazzari is hit up the middle, taken by the shortstop Gardner. Underhands the second for one. Throw to first is just in time, and a sliding Fazzari is retired. Another double play hit into by Sam Fazzari. 6-4-3 on the twin killing, and the Irish are out of business here in the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, and one runner left. And after 4.5 innings of play, Nacelle 7 and DeSales 5, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again in Selah, Washington. We're at Woodfield at Harlan Park. I'm Roy Elia. The Sales Irish trailing the Nacelle Comets 7-5 as we prepare ourselves for the bottom half of the fifth inning of this semifinal game in the Class 1B State Baseball Playoffs for 2026. And here in the Comets half of the fifth inning, they will be sending up Boggs and back to the top of the order for Gardner and Ford. We noted earlier that the Irish pitchers have allowed 9 walks through 4 innings. And of those 9 walks, let's see, 3, 4, 5 have come around to score. Also, a hit batsman has come around to score in this ball game. So Nacelle very opportunistic in this ball game, as the warm-up tosses are concluded by Sam Cole, the throw through to second base. And Boggs will lead things off for Nacelle here in the last half of the fifth inning. The Comets leading the Irish by a score of 7-5. Sam Cole on the mound, and his first pitch to Boggs is swung on and missed, and the count is 0-1. Boggs in the ball game, walked and scored in the second inning and grounded out to third in the fourth. Leading off. He's leading off here in the fifth, and the pitch to him is outside. Ball one, one ball and one strike. A ball and a strike, the count on Boggs. Right-handed hitter against the right-handed pitcher, Sam Kolb, and his 1-1 pitch on the way. This is high, ball two, two balls and one strike. 2-1 is the count on number 44 of the Comets. And the 2-1 pitch on the way by Kolb is upcoming, and here it is. And it's a breaking ball outside, ball three. Another three-ball count. Three balls and one strike, the count on Boggs. The full wind. Here is Kolb's 3-1 pitch. And apparently missed low, ball four. And another walk. The 10th walk allowed by Irish pitchers in the game. The second walk issued to the number 9 hitter in the order. And Tucker back into the ball game. He will assume the role of runner, a courtesy runner at first base for Boggs, and back to the top of the order for Gardner. He has scored twice in the ball game. He has walked twice and was hit by a pitch. He scored in the second, scored in the fourth. And the pitch on the way by Kolb, a bunt attempt. He missed it. The throw through to second base, and in with a slide is Tucker. 0-1. 0-1 is the count on Gardner. Let's see if he squares around again with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. The stretch. Look back to second. And a balk is called on Kolb, and down to third goes Tucker. Another Irish mistake. And a runner now at third with nobody out. Coach Bill Chase, a couple of steps out. Explanation by the third base umpire, apparently to his liking. He opts not to go out and argue after that call as the next pitch misses low. Ball one, one ball and one strike. Ball and a strike on Gardner. Tucker at third with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 7-5 Nacelle. And the pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Nice fastball down the middle, and Gardner swings through it, and he's in the hole, one ball and two strikes. Left side of the Irish infield playing tight. Pitch on the way. The 1-2 is outside. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. The second baseman, Martinick, playing deep. Even with a bag at first base is Sam Fazzari. Pitch on the way, and that misses inside, and another full count. Three balls, two strikes on Gardner. And the 3-2 pitch on the way by Sam Kolb. A check swing, but he held up, ball four. A 1-2 count. And a walk. Another walk. 11 walks. Issued by Irish pitching, and here comes Bill Chase out to the mound, Irish head coach. And is that going to be it for Sam Kolb? It may very well be. When play is resumed, the Comets will have runners at the corners with nobody out and looking to build on a 7-5 advantage. Everybody in on the conversation on the mound except a couple of Irish outfielders. Long discussion going on. Hopefully Coach Chase gets his point across to his charges out there. 7 of the 9 in on the conversation. And now the home plate umpire is going to break things up. We're 1 hour and 40 minutes into this ball game, and we're only in the bottom of the fifth. Of course, 11 walks will do that, right? And are we going to have a pitching change? No indication of that just yet. And there will be a pitching change as Sam Kolb will go to the outfield. And I believe Cohen Wood will take the mound. While we await for all of this to unfold officially, we're going to step aside for a commercial break. Runners at first and third, nobody out. The score, Nassau 7 to Sales 5, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again in Sela, I'm Roy Elia. Cohen Wood now on the mound for the Irish. Sam Kolb now playing center field for DeSales. And DeSales in a bit of trouble here, in a bit of hot water as we resume play here in Sela. Woodfield at Carlin Park. The Nassau Comets with runners at first and third and nobody out. And Trajan Ford, the third baseman, is the hitter. He's a right-handed hitter. DeSales defensively tight all the way around. The stretch by Wood and Cohen's first pitch. Batter squares around a bunt, takes the first pitch high. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 is the count on Ford, who's been up three times in the ball game. He has walked twice. His first time up, he popped up to starting pitcher Mateo Jimenez. And he squares around a bunt, takes the next delivery outside, ball two, two balls and no strikes. Good heavens. 2-0 is the count on Ford. Cohen Wood is stretch. And the 2-0 pitch on the way, runner from first goes, and he will go in standing up. Next pitch is high, ball three, three balls and no strikes. Gardner in the second on stolen base or defensive indifference. The 3-0 pitch on the way, and that misses low, ball four. A four-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. And here comes Chadwick. The bases are loaded with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Chadwick 2-for-2 in the game. He has singled twice. He has walked and scored. From the full line, Cohen Wood. His pitch on the way. And that misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Sales defense is up defensively in the infield. The pitch on the way, the 1-0. Is hit into left field, coming up on the ball and having to play it on a hop or have the ball go by him is the left fielder Quattle. And in the meantime, one run comes in to score. The courtesy runner Tucker scores on the single out to left field by Chadwick. He has three hits in the ball game, and it's now 8-5 in favor of Nassau. Got just enough on that one. Drops it into left field. Chadwick, have a day, son. And you guessed it, the leadoff walk comes around to score. And the pitch on the way, the first pitch high to Pakkinen, one ball, no strikes. 8-5 Nassau. Bases loaded, nobody out. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning of this state semifinal game. Pitch on the way by Woods, swung on and missed, and the count is 1-1. Went for some high cheese and came up empty. One ball and one strike. And from the full line, Cohen Woods, 1-1 pitch. And that is just outside. Ball two, two balls and one strike. A run in, bases loaded, nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. 8-5 Comets over the Irish. Got the 2-1 pitch on the way by Cohen Wood. Breaking ball is at the letters for a called second. And the count is even at 2-2. 2-2 is the count on Hakkinen. Proffer is on deck. The 2-2 pitch, and that's outside ball three, another three-ball count. 3-2 on Pakkinen. And the 3-2 on the way from Cohen Wood, and it is outside ball four, and another run is in. When it rains, it pours. Another run is in. A bases loaded walk. Bases remain loaded and still nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. And that'll bring up Troffer. Troffer has walked twice. He ended the first inning by fouling out to starting pitcher Mateo Jimenez. We are now an hour and 46 minutes into this ballgame. We're only in the bottom of the fifth. 9-6 Nassau. Stretch by Cohen Wood. Pitch on the way. Strike. And it's 0-1. Walks issued by Irish Pitching. The 0-1 high. 1-1. One and one is the count. On Troffer, and the pitch on the way by Cohen Wood is low, gets away from the catcher Jimenez, coming from third and scoring is Ford with a slide. Everybody else moves up, and we now have a 10-5 ball game. Another run scores on a wild pitch. Chadwick goes to third, Pakkinen goes to second. And it's getting more and more absurd by the minute. 2-1. And the pitch by Cohen Wood. And that's outside ball three. 3-1. Another bad one, and the bases will be reloaded. Runners at second and third, nobody out. 3 in for Nassau. Nassau leading 10-5. The 3-1 delivery is swung on and missed, and the count is 3-2. Nice pitch by Cohen Wood. A full count on Troffer. Hennington is on deck. And the 3-2 pitch on the way, and that misses high, ball four. Five walks in the inning, 14 in the game. Here is Hennington. He is 0-3, struck out in the second, retired 4-3 in the third. He struck out in the fourth. The stretch by Cohen Wood. And the pitch on the way, and that's high. 1-0. 10-5 Nassau. Bases loaded. Nobody out here in the last half of the fifth inning. The stretch and the pitch on the way. The 1-0 swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. 1-1 the count. 3 in the second. 1 in the third, 3 in the fourth, 3 more here in the fifth for Nassau. Now the next pitch is low, ball 2, 2-1. The battery of Cohen Wood and Mateo Jimenez, the pitcher and catcher, respectively, for the Irish. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that's outside ball 3, 3-1. Another bad one here, and a run will be forced in. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. 10-5 Nassau, the stretch. 3-1 pitch on the way, and that misses inside ball four. This is absolutely ridiculous. Going from bad to worse, and even more worse for the Irish. Another walk, and another run in. And here comes Wirkala. 11-5 Nassau. Pitch on the way by Wood is outside. 1-0. Pakkinen at third. Troffer at second. Hennington at first. Four runs in the inning. And the pitch is bounced to the right side, taken by Fazzari on a hop. He goes home and gets the force out. There's the first out of the inning. Pakkinen is force out 3-2. Nice play by Sam. Troffer advances to third. To second goes Hennington, and safe on the fielder's choice is Workala. And that will bring up Engelson. Engelson up to bat. The ninth hitter for Nacell. The first pitch is high, one ball, no strikes. The Comets batting around here in the fifth. The stretch and the pitch on the way by Cohen Wood. The 1-0 swung on and missed, and the count is 1-1. A promising start has turned into a disaster for the DeSales Irish. Led 4-0 after an inning and a half. It's now 11-5 Nacell. The pitch on the way, swung on and missed. And it's 1-2. Boggs, who started all of this nonsense with a leadoff walk, is on deck. The stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way by Cohen Wood. Just off the corner. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. 2-2 is the count. Cohen Wood, top of the slab, the stretch, and the 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed. No, foul tipped into the glove of Jimenez for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Boggs. In the inning, for Nacell, at the moment, four runs on only one hit. Six walks in the inning issued by the Irish. The pitch to Boggs. High, one ball, no strikes. The Sales defense drops back halfway all the way around. 1-0 pitch on the way. Boggs takes it for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Bases are loaded with two out. Right-handed hitter facing a right-handed pitcher. The 2-0 pitch on the way. He takes a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 2-1. 2-1 is the count on Boggs. Garrett is 0-1 officially. He has walked twice. He has scored twice. Pitch on the way, very high. Ball three, three balls and one strike. 3-1 on Boggs. Cohen Wood. The stretch is 3-1. Pitch on the way. Nice breaking ball for a called second strike, and it's 3-2. Runners will be on their way. Troffer from third. Hennington from second. Bacala from first. The stretch. The 3-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. And that will end the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cohen Wood. Four runs in the inning for Nacell on one hit, no errors, and three runners left stranded. After five innings of play, Nacell 11, DeSales 5, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the top half of the sixth inning here in Sela, I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish trailing the Nacelle Comets 11-5. Semifinal game in the Class 1B State Softball Championships. DeSales pitchers have walked 15 batters in this ball game, including six in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The game started in promising fashion. DeSales a couple of runs in the first inning, two in the second. Nacelle scored three times in the bottom of the second, each team a run in the third. Nacelle scored three times in the fourth inning, four more times in the fifth. 11-5 in favor of Nacelle. The Irish will be sending up the bottom third of the order here in the top half of the sixth inning. Leading things off will be Tyce Wood, to be followed by Ben Garcia and Nick Quattle. Pitch on the way by Chadwick, low and outside, one ball, no strikes. 1-0 is the count on Tyce Wood, who is 1-for-2. He singled and scored in the second and grounded a short in the third. Pitch on the way by Chadwick, just outside, ball two, two balls and no strikes. 2-0 is the count on Tyce Wood. Stretch by Chadwick, and the pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. The count is 2-1. Outfield plays Tyce Wood straight away and somewhat shallow. The 2-1 pitch on the way. Takes it low, ball three, three balls and one strike. Chadwick missing with that breaking ball. 3-1 is the count on Tyce Wood. Stretch by Chadwick and his pitch on the way. He's there for a strike, and the count is 3-2. Three balls, two strikes on Tyce Wood. As we experience another three-ball count in this contest. The stretch and Chadwick's payoff pitch on the way is lined into left field for a base hit. Tyce Wood is 2-for-3. A solid single to left, and that'll bring up Ben Garcia, who has struck out twice, looking on both occasions, in the second and in the fourth. Wood is lead from first, held on by Engelson. And Chadwick's first pitch, now a throw to first base. I suspect that down by six runs, Wood's not going anywhere. Little surprise they're trying to keep him honest. The stretch and the pitch on the way. And he misses high, does Chadwick. One ball, no strikes on Ben Garcia. And time is called. The Comets brain trust out to the mound. We have an 11-5 ball game. The Nacelle Comets leading the DeSales Irish here in the top half of the sixth inning. The winner of this game will advance to tomorrow night's championship game against either Liberty Christian or Dayton. The loser of this game will play tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for third and fourth place. The bottom line is, you get to this point, you're going to come away with a trophy. So that's something that's certainly encouraging. The nice part about DeSales defeating Quilcene and ACH last week, Irish assuring themselves of a trophy on the weekend, but certainly like to get something other than the fourth place trophy. Obviously, if you finish fourth, that means you went 0-2 on the weekend. Pitch on the way. Wood is going. The pitch inside. The throw through to second. He is not in time and trickles into center field, but is backed up by Hennington. A stolen base for Tyce Wood. And a two-ball, no-strike count on Ben Garcia. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. Six hits aside, but Nacelle with an 11-5 lead over the Irish. Chadwick steps off as we approach the two-hour mark of this ball game. We started at 4 o'clock straight up, just seconds away from 6 o'clock on this Friday night. The 2-0 pitch on the way, and it's over the outside corner for strike one. The count is 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Ben Garcia. He's a right-handed hitter. Number 8 in the sales order. 2-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Ben Garcia. Nick Quattle is on deck. The stretch and the 2-2 pitch on the way by Chadwick. Breaking ball outside, ball three, three balls and two strikes. There's a shock, another three ball count. There have been a ton of three ball counts in this ball game. Three balls, two strikes. And the pitch on the way to Garcia is inside, ball four. A walk to Ben Garcia. Irish with runners at first and second, and nobody out for Nick Quattle. Nick Quattle is 0 for 1. He struck out looking in the second inning, and in the fourth inning, he was hit by a pitch. Irish runners at first and second with nobody out here in the top half of the sixth inning. 11 to 5, Nassau. Pitch on the way, and it's low. One ball, no strikes. Runners their leads. Tice Wood from second, Ben Garcia from first. Pitch on the way, and it's there for a strike right down the middle, and the count is 1-1. One ball and one strike on Nick Quattle, who by other sources in the press box has had his name butchered multiple times this afternoon. Next pitch to him is swung on and missed, and the count is 1-2. 1-2 is the count on Nick Quattle. The stretch by Chadwick, and his 1-2 pitch is plateward, and it's where, I'm not exactly sure. Must have been high, I guess. Looked like it was right there for a called third, but no. The count is 2-2. And Chadwick goes to the stretch, and the 2-2 pitch on the way, and Quattle takes it outside, ball three, another three-ball count. Three balls, two strikes. A bad one here would load him up for the top of the DeSales order. 11-5 Nassau. Two on, nobody out here in the top half of the sixth inning. And the 3-2 pitch on the way by Chadwick is outside, ball four, and the bases are loaded. Tice Wood down to third, Ben Garcia down to second. And that's going to do it. That'll be all for Chadwick. Bases loaded. Nobody out here in the top half of the sixth inning. When play is resumed, Sam Kolb will be the DeSales batter. Nassau 11, DeSales 5. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM. I got
that one. Welcome back to Sela. We are at Woodfield at Carlin Park. I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish trailing the Nassau Comets 11-5. Semifinal game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships. With the Irish threatening here in the top half of the sixth inning, the bases are loaded with nobody out, and the Irish will send up the number one hitter in the order, Sam Kolb. Sam Kolb in the ball game is 1-for-2 officially. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the first inning. He singled and scored in the second inning, and he reached on a fielder's choice, a 5-4 fielder's choice, in the fourth. The pitcher and third baseman changing roles. Ford is now pitching for the Comets, and Chadwick is now at third. So the battery of Ford and Boggs. From the full wind, Ford's pitch on the way to Sam Cole. He swings the first pitch and foul tips it at the plate, 0-1. So the infield now for the Comets. Chadwick is at third, Gardner at short, Troffer at second, Engelson is at first. And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Sam Cole is bounced to the left side, taken by the shortstop Gardner. It's by Gardner into left field and bobbled by the left fielder Pakkinen. Two runs are going to come in to score, and it's now an 11-7 ball game in favor of Nacelle. And we'll wait and see how they score it. Is it going to be an E6? Nope, they're going to score a base hit. A bad hop single for Sam Kolb, and two runs come in to score, and it's 11-7, the Irish on the comeback trail. And here is Malachi Raymond. Swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. So a single for Cole. Drives in two. Around to third goes Quaddle, and the pitch on the way misses. And the count is even at a ball and a strike. 11-7 Nacelle. Two on with nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. Pitch on the way by four. Breaking ball outside. Two balls and one strike. As the throw came in from the outfield, we noted Quaddle advanced to third. And to second, Sam Cole. Pitch on the way, it has popped up. Is it playable? No, it is back and out of play. Boggs to have a look, and it's well back and out of play. And the count is now two balls and two strikes on Sam Cole. Quaddle at third, Cole at second. Nobody out. Infield is back for the Comets. And the 2-2 pitch on the way. Low ball three. Trickles away from Boggs to the left, but no advance. And another three ball count. Three balls, two strikes. The count on Malachi Raymond. Three balls, two strikes to Malachi Raymond. The runners there leads from the full line. Ford, 3-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball inside, ball four. And the bases are reloaded. That'll bring up Cohen Wood. Cohen Wood to the dish. Bases loaded. Nobody out here in the sixth inning, and the pitch to him is well outside. One ball, no strikes. Blowing in the dirt, and a good stop by Boggs. And from the full line, Ford's pitch, the 1-0, is popped up. Maybe playable. Back behind home plate. Boggs is there. Boggs makes the catch. 1-0. So Boggs secures the foul fly behind home plate. And Cohen Wood is the first out of the sixth inning. And that'll bring up Mateo Jimenez. Mateo, a single in the first. He struck out but scored in the third. He reached base on a wild pitch. And he singled in the fifth. Bases loaded with one out, and the pitch on the way is a called strike, 0-1. 11-7 Nacelle. We're in the top of the sixth inning of this semifinal game. And the pitch on the way by Ford. It hit him! Quaddle will score. On the hit by pitch, Kolb to third, Raymond to second. Jimenez at first. And the potential tying run is on first base. Stepping to the plate, Hudson Hall. And the pitch on the way by Ford. Breaking ball outside. One ball, no strikes. 11-8 Nacelle. Bases loaded with one out. The stretch. And Ford's 1-0 pitch to Hudson Hall is bounced to the left side. And the third baseman over there, Chadwick, going to go to first, get the sure out. A run comes in to score. Coming in to score is Kolb. Raymond advances to third, and Jimenez to second. Hudson Hall retired 5-3, but he gets an RBI, and it's now an 11-9 ball game in favor of Nassau. Stepping up to the plate is Sam Fazari. The pitch on the way to Sam. There for a called strike, and the count is 0-1. Sam Fazari is 0-3. Struck out looking to the first, grounded into 6-4-3 double plays in the third and fifth. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Sam, and it's on the outside corner for strike two called, and the count is 0-2. Four runs in, four DeSales here in the top of the sixth. Nassau 11, DeSales 9. And the stretch by Ford is 0-2. Pitch to Sam Fazari is low. Ball one. One ball and two strikes. Good eye by Sam. 1-2 is the count. And the stretch by Ford is 1-2. Pitch on the way is fouled. Back to the screen on a bounce. And Sam Fazari remains alive at a ball and two strikes. Grandma and Grandpa in attendance here today. Greg and Susan in attendance among the Irish throng here at the ballpark. 1-2 pitch on the way, and he takes it outside. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. Could another 3-2 count, another three-ball count be in our future? Well, it's possible if Ford misses with this pitch. The stretch, the 2-2 pitch, no. He steps off of the pitching mound. Now he's back up. Sam Fazari, a couple of practice cuts. It's 2-2. The stretch and the pitch on the way. Breaking ball, and he gets out of the way and fouls it off. Sam ducking down, but the ball off of the bat. In on the hands on Sam. Lands back behind home plate. The count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Raymond at third, Jimenez at second, and the 2-2 pitch on the way, just outside, ball three, three balls and two strikes. Oh, Comet Nation wanted that one, but no, it's a three-ball, two-strike count on Sam Fazari. The stretch and the pitch on the way is fouled back over the screen and out of play. He had a nice cut, did the eighth grader. Still 3-2 on Sam Fazari. 11-9 Nassau. 2-on-2 out here in the top half of the sixth inning. The stretch. And time is called. Thought for just a moment a balk might have been called, but it was simply time called. Three balls, two strikes. Ford a deep breath. Goes to the stretch. The 3-2 pitch on the way to Sam Fazari is low, ball four. The bases are reloaded. And up to the plate, Tyce Wood. Oh, my goodness. Walks, walks, and more walks in this semifinal game. The stretch. And a throw to third. And back with a slide is Malachi Raymond. Tyce Wood at the plate. He has scored twice. He has singled twice in the ball game. The stretch. And the pitch on the way is over the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 is the count on Tyce Wood. Dayton Bulldogs, Liberty Christian Patriots. We'll be doing battle in the second semifinal game. Pitch on the way is fouled back and out of play, and it's 0-2 on Tyce Wood. Well, a moment ago, Ford got ahead of Fazari 0-2 and wound up walking him. The stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way to Tyce Wood is high. Ball one, one ball and two strikes. The potential tying run at second. The potential go-ahead run is at first. Bases loaded with two out. 11-9 Nassau. And the pitch on the way, the 1-2 is lined under the glove of the shortstop. Can he get him at second? He does not. The throw gets away. And here comes another run in for the Irish. Jimenez comes in to score, and can you believe it? We are tied at 11. That line drive by Tyce Wood under the glove of the shortstop Gardner. His throw to second off the mark. Coming in to score, Raymond. And then coming in to score is Jimenez to tie up the ball game. Oh, my word. Just when you thought you'd seen it all, they are going to rule an error. Two errors on the play. I believe a fielding error and a throwing error, both on Gardner. And around a third, Sam Fazari, representing the go-ahead run. And stepping to the plate, Ben Garcia. And the pitch by Ford is low. One ball, no strikes. Would you believe it? I hope you do, because I frankly don't. We are tied at 11. Pitch on the way. It hits him! And the bases are loaded. Ben Garcia hit by a pitch. And that'll bring up Nick Quaddle. And out to the mound, the Nassau Brain Trust. And that may be it for Ford. But we'll soon see. Nick Quaddle will bat for the Irish, who have scored six here in the sixth to tie the ball game at 11-11. Who wants this game? Walks. Walks and more walks by the pitching staffs of both teams. And for now, Ford will stay. Nick Quaddle at the plate. The runners for the Irish. Sam Fazari at third. Tyce Wood at second. Ben Garcia at first. Nick Quaddle at the plate. Earlier in this inning, he walked and he scored. For the full line, the pitch by Ford. High, one ball, no strikes. The ball gets away from Boggs to the left, but no advance. The ball bobbled. It may have gone off the shoe of Boggs, went to his left, but he pounced on it quickly and no advance. One ball, no strikes on Nick Quaddle. And Ford's 1-0 pitch on the way. It's there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Nassau appeared to be in the driver's seat, but they are in the driver's seat no more. We are tied at 11 here in the top of the sixth inning. And the pitch on the way by Ford, the 1-1 is just off the outside corner. Ball two, two balls and one strike. 2-1 on Nick Quaddle. Right side of the infield is back for the Comets. And the pitch on the way, the 2-1, that's outside. Ball three, three balls and one strike. 3-1 on Nick Quaddle. Runners their leads. The 3-1 pitch by Ford is right there for a called strike, and it's 3-2. Runners will be on their way with the delivery. 3-2 is the count on Quaddle. The payoff pitch on the way is hit well to left field, but coasting over to his right and making the catch. The two-handed catch is Harkonnen. Or Pakkinen, excuse me, and side retired. The Irish score six in the sixth. Six runs on only two hits. There were two errors and three runners left on base. After 5.5 innings of play, we are tied at 11. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at Wood Field at Carlin Park. I'm Roy Elia. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The semifinal game in the Class 1B state baseball playoffs. The DeSales Irish and Nacelle Comets tied at 11. Top of the order for the Comets. And the first pitch by Cohen Wood to Gardner is a ball. 1-0. One ball and no strikes to count on Gardner. And the 1-0 pitch on the way by Cohen Wood. That misses high. Ball 2. Two balls and no strikes. Irish miraculously getting themselves back into the ball game with six runs on only two hits in the top of the sixth inning. And the 2-0 pitch on the way is outside. Ball 3, three balls and no strikes. Another bad one here. That would be walk number 16 in the game for Irish pitching. And the 3-0 pitch on the way by Cohen Wood, and that misses ball 4. A leadoff walk for Gardner. And that'll bring up Ford. Ford has scored twice in the game. He has walked three times. Seems like everybody in this game has walked three times. Gardner at first with nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth. We're tied at 11. Ford squares around a bunt, pulls the bat back, and he takes a strike. 0-1 is the count on Ford. Runner at first is Gardner with nobody out. The stretch. Pitch on the way by Cohen Wood. Very high. Ball 1, one ball and one strike. Chadwick is on deck, and what a day he has had. Cohen Wood to the stretch. And the pitch on the way. Squares around a bunt. Takes the next delivery outside. Ball 2, two balls and one strike. Chadwick in the ball game. 3-for-3. He has also walked. And he has scored twice in the contest. 2-1 is the count on Ford. The stretch and the pitch on the way by Cohen Wood. Bunted up the right side, down the first baseline. Going to be a foul ball. And the count is 2-2. A nice job that time by first baseman Sam Fazari to pounce on that before it hit a pebble and perhaps bounced back into fair territory. Two balls, two strikes, the count on Ford. Winner of this game will play at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the state championship. The loser will play tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in the third and fourth places game. Pitch on the way. The 2-2 is low and bounces away from Jimenez to the dugout. Jimenez still can't find the ball, and Gardner is going to go around to third. No, they're going to say a dead ball. So Gardner will go back to second. A wild pitch. And I know you'll be shocked by this. We have another three ball count. Three balls, two strikes. Three and two is the count.
Three balls, two strikes.
11 runs, seven hits, one error for DeSales. 11 runs, six hits, three errors for Nacelle. Next delivery is popped up, back and out of play over the press box. Actually hit the top of the press box. And the count remains 3-2. 3-2 is the count on Ford. Cohen Wood, the stretch. His 3-2 pitch on the way is lifted in the air to center field. Coming in on the ball and making a one-handed catch out there is Sam Cole, one out. A big first out as Ford flies out to center. And that will bring up the dangerous Leith Chadwick. Singled in the first, singled in the second, walked and scored in the fourth, singled and scored in the fifth. One on, one out here in the last of the sixth. Tied at 11. Pitch on the way by Cohen Wood. Check swing, it cost him a strike. 0-1. That pitch in on the hands. And he did offer. 0-1. Stretch by Cohen Wood. The 0-1 pitch. And that's hit in the air to center field. Over to his right and making a diving catch. An amazing catch is Sam Colm. Two down. Da-da-da, da-da-da. A spectacular play going to his right. Sam Colm, for the moment, saving the day and denying Chadwick another base knock. Two down. And that'll bring up Hakkinen. Walked his last time up. And the pitch on the way. The outside corner for strike one. Nothing and one is the count. Hakkinen retired three unassisted in the first. Struck out looking in the second. Singled in the fourth. And walked in the fifth. Pitch on the way. That's low and outside. One ball and one strike. DeSales 11. Nacell 11. One on. Two out. Here in the bottom of the sixth. The stretch. And the pitch on the way by Wood. Just missed. Ball two, two balls and one strike. Troffer would be next for the Comets. The stretch by Wood. Cohen's pitch. The 2-1 is very high. Ball three, three balls and one strike. The 11th seeded Irish tied with the second seeded Comets. 3-1. The stretch. And the 3-1 pitch on the way, and that hit it. Runners at first and second with two out. And that'll bring up Troffer, who fouled out to starting pitcher Mateo Jimenez in the first. He walked and scored in the third, walked in the fourth, walked in the fifth. Two on, two out. Runners at first and second for the Comets. The stretch by Wood and the pitch on the way. And that's outside. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 is the count. On Troffer, pitch on the way, the 1-0, a check swing, Tapper back to the mound. Whoa, Wood throws high, but coming down to the bag is Sam Fazari, inside, retired. A check swing comebacker, a one bouncer back to the mound. Cohen Wood throws to Sam Fazari to retire the side. Nacell does not score in the bottom of the sixth. We go to the seventh. DeSales 11, Nacell 11, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the top half of the seventh inning here in Sela, I'm Roy Elia. DeSales Irish, Nacell Comets tied at 11, and Sam Colm leading off the top of the seventh for the Irish. And the first pitch swung on and missed, and the count is 0-1. Ford on the mound for the Comets. And his 0-1 pitch on its way, and it swung on and missed. A nice breaking ball, and the count is nothing and two. on Sam Cole, to be followed by Malachi Raymond and Cohen Wood here in the top of the seventh. This 11-11 tie. 0-2 pitch on the way, and he swings and fouls it back to the screen. He had a mighty hack at that one, and the count remains no balls and two strikes. Bill Chase, Irish head coach, assisted by Eric Wood and Bobby Holsinger. 0-2 pitch on the way, and that ball is hit in the center field. A base hit, a hard hit up the gut for Sam Kolb, and he leads off the top half of the seventh inning with a base knock. And for Sam Kolb, his third hit of the ball game. And for the Irish, that is hit number 8 in the contest, and that'll bring up Malachi Raymond. The stretch by Ford. A peek to first, and a throw to first. And back, diving back is Sam Kolb. Malachi Raymond walked and scored in the first, reached on an error in the second, retired 5-3 in the fourth, and walked and scored in the sixth. The stretch by Ford. The pitch on the way, it's inside. One ball, no strikes. A potential go-ahead run at first for the Irish here in the top of the seventh inning. An 11-11 tie. Pitch on the way. It's taken over the inside corner for strike one. And the count is 1-1 on Malachi Raymond. And a throw to first base. Not much of a lead over there by Kolb, and he is back easily. Being held on by Engelson. The stretch, and the pitch on the way, and it's lined to right field, but it's at, right at the right fielder. Tough break there for the Irish. Orcala goes to a knee to make the grab out in right field, one out. Raymond scalded that ball, but right at the Comets right fielder. And that will bring up Cohen Wood. Wood fouled out to Boggs, the catcher. His last time up. The stretch and the pitch to Cohen is hit back up the middle, and a diving stop, a great stop at shortstop, but the throw to first is not in time. Gardner with a nice play up the middle, picked himself up, threw to first on a bounce, but the throw not in time, and Cohen Wood is aboard with an infield single. And down to second base goes Sam Kolb, and that will bring up Mateo Jimenez, the stretch, and the pitch on the way. Mateo bounces it up the middle, taken that short, and a high throw to second. Gets away, and they're going to try to score. Cole, they are. He will score, and the Irish lead 12-11. Gardner taking that bouncer. His throw to second to Troffer, hovering over his head. And it trickles into shallow right field. Kolb comes around to score. And all the way around to third goes Cohen Wood. And that'll bring up Hudson Hall. The Irish have taken the lead 12-11. And here is Hudson Hall with runners at the corners and one out. The stretch by Ford. The pitch on the way. He squared around a bunt. The ball gets away from Boggs. And cruising into second base is Mateo Jimenez. Another error, the fourth error of the game for the Comets. The Irish lead 12-11. And now we have time called. They're going to intentionally walk. They're going to issue an intentional walk to Hudson Hall to load the bases for Sam Fazares. Sam, his last time up, walked. He's 0-3 officially. And the pitch on the way to Sam is hit right back to the pitcher. Throw to first, double play. Oh, what a tough break for the Irish. Sam Fazari lines it, but right back to the pitcher, Ford. They throw back to first, a double up Hudson Hall, and that ends the inning. But the Irish take the lead here in the top of the seventh. The Irish score a run in the top half of the seventh inning. One run tallied for the Irish, a run, a hit, an error, and two runners were left on base. And after 6.5 innings of play, DeSales 12, They sell 11, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house-label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the bottom of the seventh inning here in Sela, I'm Roy Elia. The DeSales Irish 12, the Nacelle Comets 11. And here in the bottom half of the seventh inning, the Comets will send up the number 6, 7, and 8 hitters. It will be Hennington leading off. He'll be followed by Rakala and then Engelson. Bottom of the seventh inning. The Irish 3 outs away from advancing to tomorrow night's championship game. But a long, long way to go in this one. Defensive changes for the Irish. And we are not aware of the changes. They did not bother to tell us. Or was Coach Bill Chase just having a quick chat with the home plate umpire? That's possible, too. Pitch on the way by Cohen Wood. A little bit low, one ball, no strikes. 1-0 is the count from the full wind. Cohen Wood, his 1-0 pitch on the way, and it's there for a called strike, and the count is 1-1. 12-11 DeSales here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Cohen Wood, his 1-1 pitch right there for a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes is the count. On Hennington, and the 1-2 pitch on the way is outside. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. 2-2 is the count on Hennington, the center fielder. He walked his last time up. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. One out. Cohen Wood strikes him out. And that'll bring up Rakaba. He is 1-for-3 in the ball game. Hit into a fielder's choice his last time up, a 3-2 fielder's choice. Pitch on the way by Cohen Wood is line left side and just out of the reach of the shortstop and into left field. And the ball is bobbled in the outfield and on his way to second and making it easily is Wakala. Irish a little lackadaisical out in left center field. A line drive on the part of Wakala for a single, and then he goes to second on an outfield error. And the potential tying run is in scoring position for Engelson. From the stretch, Cohen Wood's pitch, very high, one ball, no strikes. 12-11 to Sales, one on, one out here in the last half of the seventh inning. The stretch. And the 1-0 pitch on the way, and that's high, ball two, two balls and no strikes. Boggs is on deck for the Comets. Engelson, a two ball, no strike count, pitch on the way. And it's popped up foul right side, back and out of play, and the count is 2-1. Engelson singled and scored in the second. Hit into a 3-6 double play. A soft liner in the third, a fielder's choice in the fifth, struck out in the sixth inning. And the next delivery misses. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. 3-1 on Engelson. And the 3-1 pitch on the way by Wood is there for a called second. A throw back to second. And back in time is Wakala. Bit of an errant throw, but it is taken by Malachi Raymond. 3-2 is the count. 3-2. The stretch by Cohen Wood, and his 3-2 pitch on the way is hit back up the middle. It is caught on a dive. A great catch at shortstop. An outstanding catch, a diving catch behind the mound by Malachi Raymond. Two down. And that'll bring up Boggs. Garrett Boggs walked and scored in the second. Out 5-3 in the fourth. Walked and scored in the fifth. And then struck out to end the fifth inning. The stretch by Cohen Wood. A look to second. Pitch on the way to Boggs. There for a strike, and it's 0-1. 12-11 DeSales. Hala is at second with two out. The stretch. And the 0-1 pitch on the way by Wood. Very high. Ball one. One ball and one strike. 1-1 is the count on Garrett Boggs, the Comets catcher. The stretch, look to second, and the pitch on the way, the 1-1 is low, and a nice stop by Jimenez. Ball two, two balls and one strike. Nice backhand and a beauty by Jimenez. 2-1 is the count on Boggs. Cohen Wood, the stretch, look to second. Pitch on the way to Boggs. Very high ball. Three balls and one strike. 3-1 on Boggs. And the stretch by Wood. And his 3-1 pitch on the way. Called ball four. Where was that pitch? Must have been a little high. And for the third time in the game, Boggs draws a walk. And Tucker will enter the game as a courtesy runner, representing the potential winning run. Two on, two out here in the last half of the seventh inning. 12-11 DeSales. Gardner is the batter. He has scored three times. He has walked four times and has been hit. Pitch on the way, low and a good stop, a very good stop. Throw back to first and not in time. Back with a slide is Tucker. 1-0 is the count on Gardner. Runners at first and second with two out. The stretch by Wood. His pitch on the way, and that's high. Ball two, two balls and no strikes. Ford is on deck for the Comets. 12-11 to Sales. Two on, two out. Bottom of the seventh inning. The stretch and the pitch by Wood. There for a called strike, the throw back to second, not in time. Taken by Malachi Raymond. A called first on Gardner. 2-1. Back up on top is Wood, the stretch. And the pitch on the way, the 2-1. There for a called second, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the count on Gardner. 2-2 with 2-on and 2-out. The stretch. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Lifted in the air to center field. Back deep is Colby. It's going to be over his head. And that's going to score two runs. And Maisel is going to win the ball game 13-12. Oh. That one hurts. Gardner. A fly ball to center over the head of Sam Kolb. Two runs score, and Nacell wins this semifinal game. The Irish were one strike away from advancing to the championship game, but have their hearts broken on a two-out, two-strike, two-run double by Gardner. Our final score, DeSales comes up just short in heartbreaking fashion. Nassau, 13. DeSales, 12. And we'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, we're back once again in Sela. I'm Roy Elia. There is heartbreak, and then there is heartbreak. The DeSales Irish defeated in the semifinals of the Class 1B State Baseball Championships. The 11th seeded Irish, one strike away from advancing to tomorrow night's championship game, are denied that possibility. On a clutch two-run double by Eli Gardner in the bottom of the seventh inning, a two-run double that gives Nassau a 13-12 victory over the DeSales Irish. Some kind of game. A shame that either one of these teams had to lose it. It's more unfortunate that it was the Irish who came up short on this late Friday afternoon and early Friday evening. The final line score in the ball game, as we have it on our stat sheet, for the Comets, 13 runs, 8 hits. They committed 4 errors, stranded 13. For DeSales, 12 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. The Irish stranded 9. DeSales got off to a good start. scored two runs in the first inning, two in the second, led 4-0 after an inning and a half. But Nacelle came back with three runs in the bottom half of the second inning to make it a 4-3 ball game. Each team scored a run in the third inning. DeSales led 5-4 after three innings of play. But then Nacelle scored three times in the fourth inning, scored four more times in the fifth, and seemed to be in command of this ball game, leading 11-5. But the Irish came back, six runs on just two hits in the sixth inning to tie the ball game at 11-11. And then in the top of the seventh inning, DeSales got the upper hand on an error by the Nacelle Comets. Irish taking advantage of an infield error to plate a go-ahead run in the top half of the seventh inning to take a 12-11 lead. The Irish one strike away. Nacelle, two on, two out in the bottom of the seventh inning. And a two-ball, two-strike count on Eli Gardner. And Gardner hits a fly ball to straightaway center field over the head of Irish center fielder Sam Kolb. Two-run score. And Nacelle defeats DeSales by a final score of 13-12. So what does this mean? Well, it means that the Irish will play for third and fourth place tomorrow at 1 o'clock here at Woodfield at Carlin Park. The Irish will take on the loser of the upcoming semifinal game between top-seeded Liberty Christian and fourth-seeded Dayton. We will plan to take the air tomorrow afternoon at or around 12:45 right here on your home for Irish Radio. It simply was not meant to be. Too many walks, and not quite enough opportunism for the Irish on this last Friday in May, and DeSales is defeated in heartbreaking fashion by the Nacelle Comets. Nacelle onto the championship game tomorrow night at 7 to play either Liberty Christian or Dayton. DeSales will play tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the third and fourth places game against either Liberty Christian or Dayton. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off on this Friday evening from Sela. We first want to thank Mel Moore and all the good folks at the WIAA for affording us a broadcast location in the box here at this beautiful ballpark, the home, the summer home of the Yakima Pepsi Pack. We greatly appreciate it. Also want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla Catholic Schools who support our broadcasts, including Principal John Lesko and Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine. Also a big thank you to our in-studio engineer Gabe Fazzari for a tremendous job at the controls. And also want to thank all of the great sponsors who help make Irish sports broadcast possible. Of course, want to thank each and every one of you in Irish Nation for tuning in to our broadcast on this last Friday in May. I'm Roy Elia reporting from Woodfield at Carlin Park in Sela, telling you one final time, the DeSales Irish, in heartbreaking fashion, go down to defeat in the semifinals of the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. The Irish are defeated by the Nacelle Comets. The second-seeded Comets nip the 11th-seeded Irish by a final score of 13-12. It is now time to return you to the studios of your home for Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2. And from Sela, Washington, I'm Roy Elia. Until tomorrow afternoon, wishing each and every one of you in Irish Nation, words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, a very pleasant good evening.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.